121st Women's Western National Amateur Champion. How does that sound to you?
It sounds crazy, actually. I mean, if you would have asked me, you know, a week ago that we would be right here, I would have probably laughed. Not that I don't, you know, have faith in myself. It's just, it's a crazy thing to come by. So, it's awesome.
Tell us a little bit about your match. You got an early lead, but she didn't let you run away and hide.
Yeah, so I know that Maddie's a great player. I knew she was. So when I went 2-2, you know, Connor and I kind of looked at each other. We were like, okay, we're all square. Because, you know, she had a couple mess ups early. I knew maybe at some point I was probably going to as well. And that's golf. And that's how it is. Obviously, you try not to, but, you know, it's golf. And so we try to just look at everything as all square and just playing one hole at a time. And, you know, and then she obviously got it back to tied. And then I got it back to 2-up. And then once again, you know, I got myself in some trouble on 16. And then she took advantage on 17, got it back to all square. So those last three holes were stressful, to say the least. And I know that I was nervous. Maddie was probably right there with me. And, you know, I just kept talking to Connor. And we were, you know, breathing and taking deep breaths and trying to stay as calm as possible in all the chaos. So it's hard to do, but we did it. So
your drives down the stretch after you go 2-up there at 15, it seemed like they were going a little more left.
Yeah.
Is that where you're, if you miss, that's where you miss?
Weirdly, no, actually, which is funny because this week, I usually, my tendency is usually right. And I kind of noticed this week it was left. So, I mean, I try not to think swing mechanics, obviously, in a situation like this. So I'm hoping to kind of, you know, get back into my swing coach, Kevin Jones, and, you know, figure out a few tweaks here and there. But, I mean, it can't be far off. So we're just hoping to, you know, get it back to straight and then go from there. So, yeah.
You play for the University of Kentucky. Have you heard from any teammates or your coaches yet?
Oh, yeah, all of them. They were all on my side the whole entire week. I mean, even when I won medalists, you know, beforehand, they were texting me. Every single one was really supportive, and I appreciate all of them so much. You know, both of my coaches, you know, my swing coach back at home, my family, friends outside of golf, which is funny because they don't really know a lot of golf, but they were still rooting me on. And I felt like I still had a support system, even though they weren't here with me, like, actually here. So
tell us your mindset. You've come off of 18, it's now tied, you're going to extra holes. Does that, you just say, okay, I'm going to play this first hole, 19, like I played it this morning, is number one?
Yeah, I was honestly just taking it all in. Like, I knew I was nervous, and I kind of just kept telling myself, you know, this is why you're here. This is what you do, why you play golf, is to be in a situation like this and then hopefully take advantage of them and, you know, come out on top. And so it was more so trying to flip, you know, the nerves and the stress, because nobody loves to be nervous. Nobody loves to be stressed out. But you have to almost flip it and say, I love being in this spot, because if I wasn't here, then if I wasn't nervous, I wouldn't care enough. And obviously, you know, everyone out here cares about golf and how they do. So that's kind of how I went about it.
What's your feeling when, I mean, it seemed like almost every hole that I saw you play, you were 20 to 25 yards past her off the tee. Mm-hmm. Is it hard not to, you know, just, you know, sometimes they say that can wear down an opponent, especially in match play, when, you know, Bryson DeChambeau told us that when he won the U.S. Amateur at Olympia Fields, he goes, well, I was hitting it 25 yards past my opponent all day, and my goal was to stand up there in front of him and make him realize, okay, you got to hit the ball at least 30 yards to even catch up to me. Is there any part of that that you're hoping from the mental side of this is helping you a little bit, because you're always the further driver on each hole?
I think you could look at it both ways. I think it helped when, you know, maybe Maddie didn't hit it, you know, quite close enough. Then I felt like I was able to, you know, just kind of focus. All right, let's hit the green here. If it ends up 10 feet, that's awesome. If it's 20 or 30, okay, cool. Like, you know, you have to be patient in every single hole. And but I also think it could be stressful because if she goes first and, you know, she sticks it close, you know what you know exactly what you have to do. So I think you could look at it both ways for sure.
Mm-hmm. Any chance that you play in this championship again next year and try to defend your title?
I definitely will. I played in the junior 2 years ago, and then I played here at the Western last year and then this year, and I love it. I mean, it's a great tournament, and they run it so well, and this is one of my favorite tournaments I come to in the summer, so I definitely will be back.
Tell us about the winning putt. From out in the fairway, it looked like you were a little closer than her, and then all of a sudden you're putting first.
Yeah, I wanted to go first. I was, because Courtney Trimble, she was stepping him off, and I was like, please let me go first, because I wanted to. I felt confident enough. You know, Connor and I talked about the break. We felt good with it, and she said, yeah, it's me. So I was excited about that, because, like, I wanted to put the pressure on, and I felt confident enough that I could make the putt, and then I did, and so I felt a lot better being in that position, kind of having the control of that.
Well, it looked like her ball hit the cup and then bounced out. What's your feeling, reaction, when you see that?
Well, I was preparing to go to hole three, because she was making really clutch putts all day. And it was, I don't know how far it was, but it was definitely a makeable putt. And so in my head, I was like, she's probably going to make this, and we're probably going to play more holes. And then when it lipped out, I was actually in complete shock. I didn't know what to do, and then it kind of just all sunk in. I was like, oh my gosh, I won. It's crazy.
Well, you play out of NCR, but you also caddy. Of course, that makes you the perfect person to win this tournament, Western Golf Association caddies. But you caddy next door at Moraine.
Yeah,
tell us a little bit about just playing golf there and being a caddy, and then also, you know, how did Ohio State and Kent State and Dayton Flyers let you escape to Kentucky?
I guess, so I love NCR. It's will forever be like my home. NCR South, it's my favorite golf course. I love it so much, and it's definitely prepared me to, you know, play at a high level, because it's a hard golf course. So any golf course I go to after playing NCR South is going to be easy. So that's how I love to look at it. And then obviously being a caddy out at Moraine, I've been able to meet a lot of really great people out there, make relationships with people, and just being able to, you know, talk to, you know, some older people about golf and, you know, how they went about their life and everything. It's really interesting. So all in all, it's just like a really great, you know, like, I don't know how to explain it, just a great support system, basically.
How is Moraine since the renovation, if I can ask?
Oh my gosh, it's amazing. Like, it's fast and it's tough, and the rough is very tough to get out of and everything. And then it's funny because NCR is right up there with them. So NCR and Moraine are definitely, they battle each other a lot, I would say, like on, oh, who's going to play there and everything. So
do you have any more tournaments before school starts?
I have the USAM, US Women's AM in New York.
You're in.
Mm-hmm.
Ah, okay. So you're looking forward to that, I see.
Yeah, I'm really excited. We're going to make a family trip out of it. My whole family will go up with me, and my brother will be caddying for me. Unfortunately, Connor can't. But
Connor, come on. Yeah. So you got a good luck charm thing going there, Connor.
Yeah. But no, Ryan's usually on my bag. He wasn't obviously able to because he lives down in Florida, but I told him, I said, if I make the AM, you have to. You have to.
Well, I was told your brother's a pro.
Yes.
And so does he help you at all?
Oh yeah, he's just kind of seeing him and his journey. He went through a lot of struggles this past year with an injury, and just to kind of see his mental attitude about it is so important for me to see, because, you know, sometimes golf is just so frustrating. And for Ryan, you know, he's been at a point in his life where it's just, you love something so much, but if it hurts to play you, then how do you continue? And so he basically has worked and grinded so hard, and he is able to, he's finally figuring it out. He's playing pain free now, and he's so good. And
so is he on
a great
tour?
Attitude now.
Is he on a tour, or is he working at a club?
He played Latin America and the McKenzie Tour, and then he has the Korn Ferry Tour Q School coming up, I think in I think it's August or September or something.
Did he play any of the Formy Tour events that are, it's like the substitute tour for McKenzie because they couldn't play in Canada because of the pandemic?
I know, I don't think so. He plays a lot down in Florida, and then right now he's just preparing for Corn Ferry at this point. So,
well, good luck at the amateur.
Thank you so much. Yeah. Appreciate it.
Congrats. Try to sum up this incredible week you have. Maybe it didn't quite end the way you wanted, but I'm sure you're really proud of yourself getting all the way to the championship match. And then also coming back from the early deficit you had really showed a lot of fight.
It was always going to be a tough match. I'm very proud of myself for coming back from a three down point. But I think one thing that my mom's always told me is to never give up and that it's never over until it's over. So I always keep fighting until the very end, until that last putt's gone down. And I'm very proud to have made it this far, for one. I think it was pretty cool being in the championship match, but also to take it to 20 holes and have a really tight match. I think that also made it really fun as well.
Tell me about the final putt. It looked like from where we were standing in the fairway, you hit it. It just hit the hole and popped out instead of popping in.
Mm-hmm. I think the putt was about 6 foot. And from my eye, it looks like a pretty straightforward putt. But when I hit it, it just nicked off on me a bit more than I expected and lipped out pretty badly. So that kind of sucked, not going to lie. But at the same time, I should have left it a bit closer.
Mm-hmm. Well, tell us what you're thinking. You've come back and tied it there on 17, and now you're saying, hey, you know what, I'm maybe just one good shot, one good putt away from this.
Yeah, I mean, when that putt went down on 17, I felt the adrenaline like rush through my body, and I said to my caddy, Dan, I was like, I need to take a moment before I hit this tee shot. So I had a quick drink of water and let myself calm down, and then we both played a really solid 18th hole. And then my drive off one again, I was nervous, so it was okay that it went a little bit right, but then to get it on the green from where I was really happy with. But the putt was just crazy, like it was breaking like three different ways and it was like 50 foot, so it was always going to be tough to try and get it close, and I didn't get it close enough, unfortunately, which led to a three putt. But then like I fought all the way, so I'm not unhappy with how I went.
Mm-hmm. Well, tell us about the golf course. You know, they took advantage of the pandemic shutdown last year to do some renovation work mm-hmm. out here. How do you think the course turned out?
I absolutely loved playing the course this week. I thought it was in beautiful condition. It was as pure as it could get. Like, you couldn't fault it. The one thing I thought was really tough was the rough. That made it really difficult to play out of because you didn't know how the ball was going to react on the green when you hit it or how far it was going to roll out. So that definitely played the course a little bit tougher. But I thought the bunkers were great. I really enjoyed playing out of the bunkers. Probably preferred being in the bunkers than in the rough. But yeah, the course was brilliant. The greens were like really nice to roll, and yeah, I really enjoyed it.
Any chance you might come back and try to play in this tournament again next year?
Yeah, probably. I played this tournament 2 years ago, and I think I made the round of 16 2 years ago. So I was glad to do a couple better this time. But definitely if I don't end up going home back to Australia next summer, then I'll definitely be back. I really enjoy this tournament.
Mm-hmm. Your next tournament, U.S. Women's Amateur, yes?
Yes.
Where's that at?
It's at Westchester in New York. I actually tried to qualify for it about 3 weeks ago. I tried in Kansas and I missed out by a shot. I shot 70 and there was only three qualifying spots, but I got the alternate spot. And then 3 days ago I got an email saying that one of the girls had pulled out and that I had a spot in the AM. So I was super, super excited. So yeah, I'm looking forward to that.
Well, best of luck out there, and we hope we see you back here in the Chicago area again next year playing the Women's Western Amateur.
Awesome. Thank you so much.